You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
Yo, this your boy Big Daddy Kane with a message to all my mixtape addicts. This is it, baby, get your fix. DJ King Flo.
Yo, 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 what's up, world? It's your boy, DA to the Z, Daz Dillinger from the legendary Dog Pound. And you're in the mix right now with DJ King Flo, a.k.a. Mr. Mixtape Addict from France.
Hey, yo, it's Talib Kweli. You checking out the Mixtape Addict. Word is Bond. Rocking with DJ King Flo.
Yo, what up? This your homeboy, Ace Hood, rocking with DJ King Flo. You know we got that crazy flow over here, you heard? King Flo, let's make a move.
Yo, check this out, man. It's your boy Crazy Bone. And whenever I'm over in France kicking it, you know what I'm saying, doing my thug thing, I'm with the homie DJ King Flo, man. I'm keeping it real, baby, down in France, Orleans. Y'all know how we do.
Mixtape Addict.
Cause it ain't holding no worth. For real, all I know is we die. Our body go in the dirt. Check. So make a name for yourself before it go on the shirt. I know my soul and my purpose. Not an act and it's served. Cause I ain't jumping through hoops. What I touch in this booth is barely scratching the surface. All the shit that you purchase, it ain't bringing no value. Really, I doubt you even get out your house unless the bitch she allows you. It's like you lying, you're proud to. I don't think that I understand. Hold up, wait up, man, come again. My patience with you is running thin. You talking gang, that shit is lame. Your team, it don't even suck you in. It's just a fact, you're getting fat. That beard ain't hiding that double chin. It's simple, either was or it wasn't. That's the end of discussion. Don't keep lying through your teeth. Just know that words have repercussions. So go to church, say your prayer, bitch, you bluffing. I know that you don't care, and you don't believe in nothing.
Hail Mary, full of grace, but you're full of shit. Took a long time. You're full of it. I say a prayer as I lay me down to sleep, but I don't lose a wink. I'm just out and counting sheep. Like Hail Mary, full of grace, but you're full of shit. Took a long time for me to tell, but you're full of it. I say a prayer as I lay me down to sleep, but I don't lose a wink. I'm just out and counting sheep.
I ain't ashamed. You think I'm garbage? I know it's trash. Life is mine, but regardless, it's going fast. They looking at me like I'm bonkers. I'm knowing that.
Revenge rolling up on your TikTok. Like I'm loaded like the Alibaba. Zooming. your bitch. I'll bust it down on command, putting grapes to my lips. I'm 12 steps ahead, like a rigged chess game. I'm a man comprised of focus based on honor and pain. 5 minutes from now, you'll be slumped in the rain. What? From the antifreeze injected right into your veins. A beautiful occasion, systematic home invasion, leaving every mind touched with a morbid inspiration. Bleak Lord L and J, a deadly combination, corrupting vast minds of a whole new generation. I'm ripping fucking axes out the gate like dying fetus. Bad for your health, thickened blood like diabetes. You can fucking try hard, but you will never be this. Built from the ground up, kick supremo evil genius.
I stay deep, deep in the grind, cause I got it.
See me coming, bam, I start running.
Motor car position for real.
Kitchen full of black spoons, lighter burnt coffee pots. 8 ball to the corner pocket, now we call it shots. Can you stand the rain? Auntie pop the vein, it's hard to watch. Bitch, stay in your lane, stand over and aim 40 shots. Kitchen full of black spoons, lighter burnt coffee pots. Kitchen full of black spoons, lighter burnt coffee pots. Kitchen full of black spoons, lighter burnt coffee pots. Kitchen full of black spoons, lighter burnt coffee pots. Kitchen full of black spoons, lighter burnt coffee pots. 8 ball to the corner pocket, now we call it shots.
DJ
can't stand the rain, hard to pop the vein, it's hard to watch. Bitch, stay in your lane, stand over and aim 40
Mixtape
shots.
Mixtape Addict.
Bitch, stay in your lane, stand over and aim 40 shots. Bitch, stay in your lane. Chopper full of gasoline, my wife covered in saline. Disrespect, I bust the skin, then I'm dipping off the scene. Zoom meetings, talking real estate. Acres in the south is in my blood. I could flip a house like I flip a house. I'm a product of the buzz. Throw the peace onto my fans. Middle fingers to the judge. Me and Pete was Dola with the Quattro Ultra in the club. Right? If my fingers get an itch, have you leaning in this bitch? Only go before I die, see my people all get rich. See me shining, don't get blinded like the demons don't exist. I could bring them to the water, but I can't teach them to fish. Couldn't buy icy, now my watch is stocky on the wrist. Red dot them with the Swiss. I had stars gun bottom with the bottom of the fifth. Kitchen black tablespoons, lighter burnt coffee pots. 8 ball to the corner pocket, now we call it shots. Can you stand the rain? Auntie pop the vein, it's hard to watch. Bitch, stay in your lane, stay in your lane, stay in your lane for the shots.
DJ King Flo.
Mixtape. We buy them out, no notes. Having meeting on casino boats. Only carousinos, smoke wherever we go. Champagne bottle emotes. Giants on the East Coast, Raiders on the West Coast. Respect Bo Jackson, Marcus Allen, Art Shell, yo. Jet life jacket, white and blue pro model shell toes. My partner hooked it up, I couldn't find no store that sell those. Canal Street, New Orleans, where the fucking Melrose. New York, Soho, Michigan Street, Chicago. I got a 64 Impala next to 65 Eldorado. Clean as fuck on 4G autos, don't know why I never drive that hoe. We buy them out, no notes. Having meetings on casino boats, only carousinos. Smoke wherever we go, champagne bottle emotes. Just me and bro, you know how that go. Yeah. We buy them out, no notes. Having meetings on casino boats, only carousinos. Smoke wherever we go, champagne bottle emos. Just me and bro. Steelers in the Saints boat, won Super Bowls.
Mixtape Addict.
Gotta perfect the craft. Gotta be first to show up, roll up, and make sure it lasts. Gotta be better than average. Gotta do more than they imagine. We made it here not by accident. Now she talk to me with an accent. Bring my breakfast to me when I ask for it. May look like I mastered it. Taylor gang until the casket. Jet life everything. Rolling J's the fattest. Waiting for the road so they can have it. Started small, make sure that me and bro the main attraction. Throw them off by switching stances. Only see her once a month, and that's if we plan it. Trying to keep my streams up, working to get my brand big. First class look like an apartment, I'm taking off. Me and my dog been running shit, we just ain't in office. Record labels cutting checks, tell them make an offer. As close to perfect as it gets, you with Taylor's in the Jets.
Yeah. Having meetings on casino boats, only carousinos. Smoke wherever we go, champagne bottle emotes. Just me and bro, you know how that go.
You know how that
yeah.
go.
We yeah. we
the music got the Harry Fry.
DJ King Flo.
Thought you thought, baby. papers was caught, tucked away, enclave, money made, thought you thought, papers was caught, paper mache, triple play, I smoke and pray.
What? Read a book today, seen some problems on the internet and looked away, had a conversation about some shit I shouldn't say, and it took some patience. The status of a boss to make things complicated. I wake up early mornings cause I'm obligated. Hustle every day, even though we Grammy nominated. Got her favorite whip in my garage. I'm rolling papers, getting a massage. A picture's worth a thousand words, this a collage. The jet got room, don't gotta pick who sit across. I fall asleep before it's lifting off. Had a dream, woke up and realized I was living one.
Thought you thought, vapors was caught, tucked away, enclave, money made. Thought you thought, vapors was caught, paper mache, triple play, I smoke and pray.
Hey yo, banger.
What's that, man?
Let's combine superpowers.
Yeah. DJ King Flow.
Boss Banger, Ellie Black. Bring it back. They tell me I should listen to the young boys. They got the game figured out. Bitch, I was raised in the crack era. So I should I listen now? Black.
DJ King Flow. Mix it.
Gotta bring it back. Listen to the young boys, they got the game figured out. Bitch, I was raised in the crack era, so why should I listen now? Why should I listen now? Why should I listen now? I was raised in the crack era, why should I listen now?
Line up. Class in session, my past aggression is messing with my perception, that's just half the lesson. I'm a veteran, no ketamine, just crack smoke. My nigga on the back spokes, Glock in his black coat. No hope, just willpower and ill hours. How long she suck on this nerd is still sour. Before power, I was ghosting bitch and a white boy. She wanna fuck, I wanna juke something, the right boy. Mom said that's a nice boy, not knowing the truth. Yeah, we fucked her in the alley while we call her a oop.
Right.
Chicken soup for the crackhead mom soul. Going to Pongo, man up. How much could your arms hold? Fold on Nostra Nav that dared you last. Like a skinny white bitch, shit ain't never been asked.
You riding?
Question never been asked.
Yeah.
Just point me in the path.
How you hang with them dudes? That shit embarrassing. I don't mean to come off as rude or being arrogant. I done witnessed murders before, my nuts had a hair on it. Get out of pocket, we really rocking shit like Aerosmith. How you hang with them dudes? That shit embarrassing. I don't mean to come off as rude or being arrogant. How you hang with them dudes? That shit embarrassing. How you hang with them dudes? That shit embarrassing. How you hang with them dudes? That shit embarrassing. How you hang with them dudes? That shit embarrassing. How you hang with them dudes? That shit embarrassing. I don't mean to come off as rude or being arrogant.
DJ
I
don't mean to
run this before my nuts had a hair on it. Get out of pocket, we really rocking shit like Aerosmith.
Gripes
and grievances, earn stripes where demons live. If I call you my brother, you like one of Althea's kids. Deadbeat pops, name Rafiq Bennett. Left me as a wee infant. Niggas thought I grieved, but I told Grease to keep the beat spinning. Tuh, niggas notice me, this ain't no pretending. No longer deal with the street dealings, but I got a past that we could revisit. KP take it back like they re-gifted. I don't care to rap with these weak niggas. I'm like a pain poet, headshot leave his brain smoking. Cost to be the boss, your $5 ass can't make change for it. My heater turn niggas to b-boys, how they break for it. Get it right. We not the same.
DJ King Flow.
Flow.
star, but do you really know who you really are? Just take a look in the mirror and see God. What you want, money? What you want, cars? Who you wanna be? You wanna be a star, but do you really know who you really are? Just take a look in the mirror and see God. What you want, money? What you want, cars? Who you wanna be? You wanna be a star, but do you really know who you really are? Just take a look in the mirror and see God.
OMG, dollar mentry flow be like poetry. I'm pulling weed, light up anywhere, and you know it's me. Smooth clothes, fresh, so the hoes always notice me. They loving my New York, they come and talk to me. Show to see by this time, next year I be where I supposed to be. I'm schizo, please don't get so close to me. The fifth blow, bagging niggas up like groceries. So say yo, your prayers and bring your groceries. Dollar mentry here, and Vinny Idol on the beat. Shout out all the DJs, Space Cadets on repeat. Bitches catch the Holy Ghost when they see me in the street, blowing on that holy smoke. Used to go 10 a piece. I ain't come to preach, but I can tell you about the streets. Put on a Benny Idol beat, and my flow be obsolete. But true and living rap guards is back with all the facts. In fact, I should charge niggas tax the rap.
What you want, money? What you want, cars? Who you wanna be? You wanna be a star, but do you really know who you really are? Just take a look in the mirror and see God.
You are now listening to the Todd Squad.
Slap push bred me, that pressure was mandatory. Hunger in my DNA, pain was a backstory. Never need a spotlight, I move in the shadows. Built the whole lane off a different category. Cataline crafted, natural, no chemistry. Botanical blends for the stress and the memory. Customers calling, depending on the energy. I was peace in the bottle, they lost in the enemy. Interstate hunger, 95 through the night 5. At the side, blurry, I was chasing a night job. Every drop calculated, no panic, no just a trunk full of shh. When the night shut off, stops precise, no mistakes. Motion, I turn fear into an asset. What y'all call a crisis, huh? I turn it to a fast track. From Brooklyn to nowhere, huh? I remember. Young Amsterdam vision. I don't talk it, I live it. Every scar got a story. Every loss got a digit. The streets made me a monster. I just learned how to pivot. I stay moving, I stay driven.
My rhymes dark in skies like cumulonimbus. I witness the business and ask for forgiveness. Real life things that give you cause to pause and pause on the reason that you're wrapped in gauze. Entombed sealed room on the left hand path. I flipped a few packs, washed a few stacks, jacked some knickknacks. Then I had to redirect and try to cover my tracks. Just the bleak facts.
The law, I am the law.
Some calling me a sinner, my excuse is getting thinner. Let the beating take its course, like a broke David Schwimmer acting Ross's third divorce.
Hey.
Then drop a fat rack on two steak dinners. You're an NFT weenie in a tacky palace beanie. I'm James Gandolfini, bend your spine like Kundalini. Recognize on the beat with unscathed, it's looking bleak. We riff it so ill, you're click and repeat. I'm under your bed, you're under the sheets. A full stampede, straight ended with cleats. Discreet with the heat, we're pressing delete. Mr. Mojo rising. Discreet with the heat, we're pressing delete.
Yeah, rappers are stabbed with a freshly played, I fresh face. I don't fuck around with these pussies, but no, I'm far from gay. On the block, ducking takes, best to a wreck, ain't fucking safe. I'm immortalized, so even if they kill me, I'll resuscitate. We spawn to put my enemies to the sword. The chef Fred Corn, just like the killer bees when I swarm. Beefing with dogs, we have you fucking dweebs in the morgue. Get my mama's womb rapping on the day I was born. Set of horns on a halo, I'm a darkness of light. I leave the whole pool for fire when I'm scorching the mic. I'm gone when I write, don't let the reaper target your life. I'm on through the night, sucker, stop by the fork of the knife. Rapper's raggedy, with me a bleak link, though it's a tragedy. Recognize the mastery, hold it down like it's gravity. You wanna talk blasphemy, send a slug through your cavity. These fuckers ain't a match with me, they just charging my batteries, nigga.
Yeah. These motherfuckers crash the scene. Ugly rappers trying to fucking attract the beat. You're disgusting backwards, and there's nothing flattering about any of your sucking rapping.
Please.
If you the one asking me how to behave, I'ma talk to your mother about her mistake and how you were raised, cause your respect is non-existent. You were not gifted a life, you were burning right out of the gate. A coward was was made, your risk nothing. Not one accomplishment, you did nothing. A dumb sloppy wimp, you fixed nothing. You jerk off the anime chicks, your bitch nothing. Quit huffing. I know where I'm standing, you throwing a tantrum like a toddler wanting to kick something. You ain't pick up shit, don't even try. You were saying, you just
or did I use a gun? Or did I ever run? I point down with my thumb. Known to use a tongue. You supply the drum. Shorty got a bubble, so I chew it like gum. Get my point? The guard. Pass it when I'm done. Saw so many deaths that a nigga turned numb. You don't know the words, that's how I just hum. Like Pac, I got the juice and I mix it with rum. Where they argue rap battles and disagree who won. Who's the best MC, everybody say pun. On my own dick, clear my throat and say No diss to Chris, I'm still number one. Where they poison the air, real hair's rare. It's not polite to stare, if you do be prepared. The kids ain't even scared, get pressure from your peers. Talk about your gear, gotta have a fresh pair.
Justice award a penalty for ones weighing action. Absence of confusion, complete satisfaction. Ones who know the truth on this earth are the fraction. Then it's given all,
yo.
DJ King Flow.
What up,
man?
In a fatigue, wearing camouflage, shooting Mustangs in a range, drive them out of Dodge. The war report that I retort, scripted in collage, planning paybacks while my back get a deep massage. Peep the boss, prep the steps, that's strategic flaws. Money in the day, the only time when I grieve a loss. Moving fast and accelerate, feel the force, screeching to a halt, end the race cause they ran its course. The master mogul, belt the ass with the vocals. My universe is over, with a spin by my global. I learned the grimy side of life from locals, and took a bit of A1 till I bought the how they molding you. You know I'm overdue. Past balance, tip the scale, showed the Brooklyn Bridge, then I sold a few. I cooked the plan and let it brew before I told a few. The camelbacks, heavyweights, tell them feathers I can show to you.
On the clock, and I said I'm on.
dream. Ooh, I'm gonna make a mind. Ooh, I gotta hit it, man, I know I'm gonna split it.
Number one, don't take the hoe, let the hoe chase you, yeah, your bitch, she chose. And now you mad, wanna get your block, cause I fucked your bitch, yeah, she liked it a lot. You the type to get popped, I tell on the whole crew, she want a real motherfucker and his name is Q. Had to get it right quick, but I ain't gonna do a trick on your pussy ass like it's at you too. I got dick, that's the best I can do. I might feed your ass a time or two, and I admit ain't many fine as you. But you ain't shit and I know the truth. See, you don't like the work, but you like that cash. You what you need for a little bit of ass. But they suckers and you stumble on the boss. And what you don't know, I'm about to drop you off.
Ooh, crazy about the thought, yeah. Ooh, me just got a lot, yeah. Ooh, I'm gonna make a line. Ooh, I got
DJ King Flow. Mixtape Addict.
Welcome to the Mixtape Addict Radio Show. I'm your host, King Flo, all the way in France. And today I have a very special guest, one of my favorite underground producers in the building, Johnny Slash. How are you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Doing good.
Good shit, bro. Good to have you in there. You know, I've been rocking those bangers for a long time now. Always playing them joints on the show, so it's a pleasure to have you on there, bro.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, man, you know, we have a tradition in the Mixtape Addict Show. I have to ask you, bro, who is your all-time favorite DJ?
Favorite DJ?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, man. DJ Premier.
Mm-hmm. Dope, dope. And why especially DJ Premier?
Man, I've seen his sets and, you know, producer aside, like, his live sets are awesome. And also, you know, I would probably have to say Alchemist as well. Like, his live sets are just insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, man. Alchemist is dope. He comes to Europe. You know, he rocks with a DJ controller and he rocks the shit out the crowd, man. You know, he plays all his classics. People go crazy. Legendary guys right there, man. And I have another Mixtape Addict question for you. I think I know the answer to this, but I'm still going to ask you, man. Do you miss the mixtape format?
I miss the mixtape format. Yeah. I really, really dislike the streaming format that everyone is so accustomed to these days. Yeah, I definitely miss the mixtape format for sure.
Mm-hmm. And can we expect maybe anytime soon, like a best of Johnny Slash mixtape or lost tapes type stuff, you know?
Oh, 1 second. Somebody's trying to call me. Sorry, what was that?
Like, can we expect maybe in the near future a best of Johnny Slash mixtape?
Oh, for sure. Because I'm getting more into like recording raps and whatnot. So I definitely will be dropping tons of singles, and I'm sure we'll make a compilation of that at some point and print it out even, probably. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think people want to hear that, you know what I'm saying? That could be like kind of like a good resume, you know, for people that don't know about you yet, you know, so they can see all the previous work that you did, plus mm-hmm. the new joints that you have, the unreleased stuff, so.
Oh, yeah.
Me as a mixtape fan, you know, I'll be definitely in tune to check this type of project out, bro.
That should be dope. We did a, recently we did this album I did with the homie AM Early Morning. We did a version where it was just instrumentals. So I thought that was cool. I want to do more stuff like that, putting out like work, like what can we make out of something that's already made type shit, you know, like a bunch of singles, okay, let's make a mixtape out of it. Bunch of beats that I've made for a producer, let's make a project out of that, but just the beats. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Yeah. I love doing that shit.
Yeah, you know, it's all about having fun, man, and you staying creative. And like you said, you know, recycle some old work, maybe do remixes, you know, call some people, get on a remix the beat, you know, some type of shit like that, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dope. And if you could collab with a DJ, you know, one of your guys to mix and host it, who could it be?
I can collab with a DJ. Man, that's a hard one. I know so many dope fucking DJs, bro. Like, fuck. I've already collabed with Hoppa a lot. I really like Tone Spliff and what he does. I think he is super fucking dope. I had a good opportunity to meet him when I was in LA a couple years ago. He's cool, man, and his work is really dope. I think I would like to work with him.
Yeah, I've been hearing the Tone Spliff cuts on some of your tracks, and also the stuff that you did with Oblique, you know, from Chicago.
Yeah, I
see his name everywhere, man. He was one of the most prolific DJs out there. I always get new stuff in my email, you know, cuts by Tone Spliff all the time, man.
Yeah, he's killing it.
Today, you guys form a good duo, you know, like them Tone Spliff cuts on Johnny Slash Beat. You cannot go wrong with that. And let's talk about your project with Coast Lo Castro. You know, he was in the show recently. You know, we talked about you a bit. So how did you guys connect, and tell us the process, you know, of creating this this project that you guys did together?
Man, I don't even really remember how we connected. I honestly don't remember. We just started working. We just started working, as far as my brain goes. Like, I don't know. Like, I think we probably just started messaging each other, or like, yo, dope shit. And then we started working from there, man. And, you know, I really like his bars. It's like very, like, you know, go fuck yourself type music. And I feel like it's perfect for my beats. So, like, why not work together? You know what I mean?
Yep.
Very aggressive, very ignorant bars, ignorant beats. It just fits perfectly.
Yeah, it's you know, it's fun music to listen to. It's hardcore hip-hop, you know, but at the same time, it gives you a good feeling. You can have a good laugh at, you know, hearing what Coast Lo Castro is saying, and your beats, they fit perfectly.
The funny bars, you know. And then I remember this one song we did, it was called, it was produced by my homie Noho Kai. The song was called Pondy. And I remember, like, he inspired me to start throwing in funny bars. So, yeah, it's definitely a dope style, because it's like, most of it's like, I'm going to punch you in the face, fuck you. But then here's a funny bar for you to laugh at as well. Don't take it too seriously, you know.
Yep. It's good stuff, man. It kind of reminds me of like a mix of, you know, Slim Shady and Cypress Hill and, you know, all that shit mixed together.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, bro. And if I'm not mistaken, you're in Texas, right?
Yeah, currently I'm in Houston, Texas.
Okay, dope. And I know your sound is not the same, you know, as the, like, the Houston artists that we hear all the time, you know, but do you rock with guys like Paul Wall, Zero, Lil Kiki, guys like that?
Yeah, like, I'm aware of it. I've heard it. I've listened to it. I've never been a huge fan of that style, and I don't, you know, people might give me hate for that, but it's just, I'm not from Houston, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm originally from Washington State, right? So the north west is where I'm from, and I fell in love with music all the way on the east, you know what I mean? So it's weird, it's mad weird. And I remember being in Houston for the first time was when I was a teenager. I went to high school in Houston for a little bit, and, like, you know, everyone was listening to this, you know, like, the rap down in Houston, and I was like, yeah, it's cool. It's not, it doesn't, like, do nothing for me personally, but, like, I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their own flavor, and, you know, sometimes the flavor isn't for you, but.
Yeah, I understand that you want to the hardcore type stuff, but, you know, I could hear your work with somebody like Scarface, for example.
Right.
You know, it's different. You know, it's the H-Town lyricism.
Right.
That could be, you know, good mixture, bro.
It could for sure. It really surprised me when, like, for example, when DJ Premier did
all that work with like 2 Chainz. It was surprisingly super fucking dope.
Yep.
So you never know,
Yeah, man. You gotta be, creative and put all those creative minds in the one room, and you don't know what can happen. That makes me think of Static Selecta and Bun B too.
Yeah, Bun B is dope. I fuck with Bun B. He's super dope.
H-Town legend, man. Shout out to Bun B. And let's go back in time, man. Like, what made you want to take Tank seriously and become a professional music producer? Like, do you remember the day when you decided to, start things for real?
Yeah. So, I'll try to like shorten it as much as I can, but I've always wanted to do like some sort of hip hop music. I was always inspired by hip hop music. And the first time I ever recorded a rap song, like actually like recorded it, was on my homie's big brother's computer, because he has a computer. He had a computer with a microphone, like in a little shitty, like just horrible setup. So the first time I ever recorded was in middle school. Like I was a little kid. Just bullshit. And then there came a time where I wanted to take rap seriously. I wanted to rap. And I was doing shows in my hometown, opening up for people, doing parties. Like, they would always have like other acts all come together and do a show at this bar, And then one day I was like, I want to make my own beats for myself, because it's hard to find dope beats that you like, for one. And then when you do find dope beats, when you're struggling to get by, it's hard. It really is hard to pay a producer to use their beats. So, and I was though, but I was buying lots of beats from Vic Grimes. Shout out to Vic Grimes. I was buying beats off of some other producers. I can't remember. Like some producers I'd find off SoundCloud and shit. Like, but long story short, as possible, like I decided to invest in myself, and then I got the machine. I wanted to get an MPC. My homie talked me out of it. Said, get a machine. I was like, whatever. And then I just fell in love with making beats so much. And I was like, I don't even want to rap anymore. Like, I want to be like the backbone. I want to make the beats that people rap on. And then, yeah, for whatever reason, it just switched like that. And I became super obsessed. I went crate digging every fucking week. Fucking just made as many beats as I could, and then it got to the point where I'm like, holy shit, like people are actually wanting to buy these. Let's see if I can quit my job eventually. And then I did. I don't know, it was really weird. It was like a sudden like click, like, okay, I want to make beats, I don't want to rap. And then I got back into rapping because my homie convinced me. But
And do you think you're being more creative with making beats or rapping?
I think it's easier to be creative making beats, but I think you can be just as creative with rapping. There's so many different things you can do, like different ways you could flip a rhyme scheme, or I think it's just as creative, but I think for me, it helped me be a lot more creative making beats, for sure. I think it's easier to be creative because you have so much more to work with, like drum selection, sample selection, instrument selection, the way you mix things, audio engineering in itself is a whole other like art form. With rapping, you got like your voice and that's it. But you can be just as creative with your voice, I believe, for sure.
Yeah. It's a lot of things to deal with when you're a producer. Like, just like you say, you gotta learn audio engineering. Also, gotta learn how to sell yourself. You said you quit your job, so you have to become kind of like a salesman with people. You know what I mean? Like, cut them deals. Help.
Huge learning curve.
Yeah, man. And for all the young upcoming producers that are maybe listening to us right now, like, do you have any words of advice for them?
Yeah. Don't sell yourself short. I know it's very, very exciting to be reached out to by an artist you may look up to, but know your worth and don't sell yourself short. It's hard, man. There's been times where, you know, dope rappers that I've been wanting to work with for years, but, you know, they might not have a good deal. So you have to know when is it logical to say no, or, like, you know, don't be afraid to ask for more. Like, know your worth. This shit doesn't happen overnight. Keep at it. You know what I mean? I've been doing this for... I've been doing it, like, professionally for 10 years, and I'm still not where I want to be at. You know what I mean? Like, it takes a lot of work and dedication. So, just keep that in mind, too. Mm-hmm. So, don't put tails and stay consistent.
Yep. And I think, you know, it's the work of a lifetime when you want to do that thing, you know, full time, become a professional. You know, it can be music producer, whatever, you know, audio engineer, rapper, whatever, you know, but it takes lifetimes and a lot of sacrifices, and people forget about that sometimes.
Yeah, and I'll also say this too, like, you don't have to just be a producer full time. Like, when I first started, I had a full time job. I hated my job, and that's the only reason why I wanted to do music full time. But if you have a job that you don't mind and you can also do music full time, like, if you can find that balance, by all means do it, because making beats full time is really hard work. You know, you got to really, like, okay, how many streams of income can I make out of this? You know, and it's not just making beats. It's promoting yourself, making merch. Can I make content online that people would want to watch, like live streams, or, you know what I mean? It's a bunch of work that goes into it. Do I make a Patreon? Do I do this? You know?
Yep.
So if you have, like, a full-time job that's good, that you enjoy, but you also enjoy making beats and want to turn it into something, see if you can do both.
Yeah, I think if you do both, you know, you might, like, lose some hustle, because if you don't have a plan B and you just have music to, you know, pay the bills and all that, it's going to be like a big pressure, and you have to deal with that pressure. Maybe the motivation and the hustle is going to be different as if you had a 9-to-5. You know, the money's coming in at the end of the week, so you don't really hustle like you should do, you know?
Very, very true. And that's the life of the starving artist, you know? It's rough, but sometimes it makes better art. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, every artist, man, we come from sometimes rough places, or we have a rough past, and that's how the best artists are created, you know, through struggle and sadness and all that. You know, it's crazy, man.
For real, yeah.
Yeah, man. That's where you create sometimes the most amazing music, is when you're feeling down. You know what it is, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about some, you know, technical beat maker stuff, man, for all the beat makers and music fans in general listening to us right now. Like, as a producer, what's your weapon of choice in terms of hardware and software?
So I love the Native Instruments machine. I wanted to start with an MPC, and sometimes I wonder what it would have been like if I did start with the MPC. But the reason why I started with the machine is because it was my first time ever having, like, a hands-on piece of gear. And when I first started making beats, I started making beats like a lot of people did, was FL Studio, you know? And so my homie was like, yo, you might actually like machine more because you get the DAW aspect with the hands-on. So I was like, sure, why not? So I've been using the machine for at least 11 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've used lots of other pieces of equipment. Like, I did end up getting an MPC for a while, and I loved it. I thought the MPC was super fun to use. The only reason why I stopped using the MPC was I like to be as consistent as I can, because like we were talking about, like, you know, I survive off this shit. I need to post as much as possible. And if I'm spending too much time learning a piece of gear, it's almost not worth it to me, because I could have done, you know, there's something I'm trying to figure out to do in the MPC. I could have already done in the machine in, you know, split second, you know, because I know how to use the machine. Mm-hmm. But I love the machine. I love using Ableton for recording vocals. And I'll also bounce out stems from the machine, put it in Ableton to run through my hardware. Like I got the, you know, warm audio bus compressors, or running samples through the SP 404 Mark II is always fun. So my main piece of gear is the machine, the SP 404, the machine DAW, and the Ableton DAW.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know if you ever thought about using like keyboards or stuff like that, synthesizers.
Lots of synthesizer stuff. Right now I'm using like plugins to emulate classic synthesizers. Like there's one called the let's see if I can pull it up. I'm horrible at remembering names and shit. I'm trying really hard not to gatekeep anything. But the UHE Diva. Okay. It's a pretty dope synthesizer plugin. I use Massive by Native Instruments all the time. I feel like Massive is heavily slept on. But it's also like digging and seeing like who can find, like who makes dope presets, you know? You can also make your own synth sounds, but I definitely want to look into getting more synthesizer hardware. Like my homie Bronco Bullfrog, he's crazy dope producer. He's been telling me, he's like, you got to get this move. You got to get this, that. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, man. Especially for your sound, you know, like when you make those type of horror movie type beats, you know, like yeah. If you can come up with some synthesizers from the 80s to make this shit, that'll be dope.
Yeah, for real. And there's other gear I've used. I had the Akai S950. I have two ASR10s still. Mm-hmm. I had the SP1200. I've used lots of different gear. It's all about just finding what you like to use, you know?
Yep.
For me, it's the machines, because I know it. I know it best.
Yeah, but you know, at the end of the day, it's not about the piece of gear. It's more about what's in your head, you know, as a musician, and what you can create.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, you were using a lot of samples, you know, and I think you switched to doing more like compositions, because I heard it in your beats. You know, I heard some, you know, synthesizer shit that you played yourself, and it's really dope, man.
I'm in this phase right now where I used to be just samples when I first started, and then learning how to compose stuff was even harder, but then it became easier, and now it's like where sampling is harder than composing. And you wouldn't think that's the case, but like sonically, I guess, like, because there's a lot of dope samples that are super dope, but like they might be mixed weird, and it's like, how do I mix this in the beat? So I'm in this weird phase right now where I'm trying not to use synthesizers as much.
Mm-hmm.
So the next batch of beats people are going to hear, it's going to be a lot less synthesizers, because I want to try to find that balance again. Because me personally, like, I fucking love the synthesizer shit. I could do synthesizer shit all day, but now it's getting to the point where it's even annoying me. Like, I don't want to reach synthesizer every time. Like, I want to get creative with the samples and just bass lines and more natural sounding shit.
Yep.
But there will always definitely be like a back and forth, but I need to find balance, because I feel like a lot of the shit lately has just been synthesizer shit. Can't help it, bro. It's like a drug. It's like I need the synthesizer. Fuck. You know?
Yep. But like you said, you know, you gotta stay creative, and sometimes you get bored, you know, doing the same thing all the time. So
yeah.
It's good to switch up sometimes.
Oh yeah.
And have you ever thought about working with live musicians?
Sorry, what was that?
Have you ever thought about working with live musicians? You know, like working with a guitar player that can do loops for you?
Yeah. My girl, she's in a band called Scarhead. She's an incredible guitarist. Like, she can shred. Like, it's mind-blowing. Like, I remember one time she's like, hey, listen to this. And she has her guitar, and she's playing the melody of a beat that I made that day. And I was like, how the fuck? Like, she's good. Like, she can play from ear and shit. So we're trying to figure out, because I want to make sure it's set up good. But we're going to be sampling some of her guitar soon, for sure.
Oh, yeah. And your name is Johnny Slash. Got to have some guitars in there.
Yeah. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Plugins that can emulate some guitar. Like, there's been a bunch of beats, actually, where, like, I've used, like, some metal sounding guitars, you know, and people are like, damn, where'd you find that sample? And I was like, it wasn't a sample. I played, you know, I played it on my pads, but, you know, I definitely want to sample some actually guitar. Like, we already plugged it into the interface and found, like, a preamp that sounded pretty good. But I want to make sure that I'm doing it right. If I'm going to be sampling guitar, I want to make sure it's recorded correctly.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, it's kind of intimidating, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah. It can be intimidating, but when you do it once, then you do it twice, and then it becomes natural after that, you know. But that's what I do sometimes. You know, I make beats myself, too. I send out my beats to some guitarist guys that I know. I have one that's a jazz guitar player. Another one is a metal player. So I have two different guys that I can send to, you know.
What gear do you use to make beats? Like, what's
shit, I've been using FL Studio for a while.
And, yeah.
I use this little keyboard here.
Okay.
Yeah. Little keyboard here. I have another Akai MPK upstairs. I have MPC Studio.
Nice.
And those controllers, you know, if I want to, you know, fuck around with scratches or stuff like that, you know.
So, yeah, people really sleep on FL Studio, man. Like, I remember I liked using it when I first started making beats, but I definitely wanted that hands-on feeling. But I know now, like, FL Studio is just a beast. I know people still use it. And I know it's even better now than it ever was. You know what I mean? Like, they actually have a clipper. I forget what it's called. I think it's called, like, the Fruity Clipper or something like that. That's, like, sought out for a lot of, like, you know, music making shit. And then I know there's plugins that try to emulate that. Like, I have the Orange Clipper, and I use it fucking time. Yeah, FL Studio is fucking dope.
Yeah, it is, man. I've been using that for a very, very long time. You know, I started making beats. I was 9 years old, bro. I'm 32 now, so it's been a while. Yeah, man. You know what? I tried something the other day. I tried the BandLab app on the phone to make beats, just to fuck around, see what I can come up with.
Yeah.
And believe me or not, I could create some good shit, then pull all the stems and put the stems in FL Studio and rework the track professionally with a professional sound. And it's super dope, man. You can just make beats on the phone. I never did that before.
Yeah, I got the Koala app. You ever heard of Koala?
Mm-mm.
Oh, bro, you gotta look into Koala. Like, that shit is crazy. I see people making crazy shit with Koala. And then now, Roland, the SP 404 Mark II, they had an update where you could use it with your phone. Like, you could use it with Koala or some shit. I don't know how it all works, but I had Koala on my phone. And I've tried making a few beats on my phone. And it is surprising what you can do nowadays. Like, it's really crazy.
Hell yeah, man. It is crazy. As long as you stay in creative, it doesn't matter. You can make beats with anything, you know?
I got a little fucking thing right here.
Wow, what is this?
This is the, what is it called? Let me take the case off. My homie sold me this shit. He's like, hey, I got an extra one of these.
What is this? Like, is this like a drum machine?
It's like a little sampler.
Oh, shit. Okay.
It takes two little batteries.
Wow.
Hearing, I think it's called the KO2 or KO1.
That's crazy.
I think is what it's called.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the Pocket Operator 133. It's crazy. There's so many different ways to make beats. You know what I mean? Like, bugged out.
Yeah, man. It's all about staying creative. Everybody that's listening out there, make sure you don't pay attention to what people are saying. It doesn't matter what gear you're using.
No,
it's just your brain, man.
I agree 1,000%, bro. There's people making beats on. There's this guy on Instagram, the homie H Potta. He makes beats on all sorts of little, like, he loves using this. I've seen him use this all the fucking time, and he kills it. But he uses all sorts of gear, and it's never the same piece of gear. You'll see him post a beat with this one day. You'll see him post a beat with another little device, and it's like, what the fuck, bro? Like, so...
You know, everything changed when I knew that Madlib got a Grammy Award for making beats on the iPad.
Yeah.
You know...
insane, bro.
Yeah, it's like Night Wonder. I remember he said he made one of those joints for Destiny's Child. He made that shit on a laptop on a plane. It was like, man, come on, man. You know. You're fucking crazy, man. And we have only a few minutes left in this convo, man. Can you tell the people what's coming for you in 2026 and beyond?
Yeah, so I'm like almost done with this album I'm making for myself. It's called Spaceship Level, dedicated to my homie that passed away recently, one of the homies that wanted me to rap. So I was like, you know, I'm going to do this for him. And it's dope, man. It's very, nothing is forced on this record. It wasn't like I sat down and said, okay, I got to finish this song. It was all like, I'm in the mood to make a song. So it's very organic sounding. It's got features like Fred Durst from Limp Bizkit, nice. Darren Benton, Jack Progresso, aka Jack Tripper. It's got Coast on it. It's got Gondre, Chino XL's nephew.
Mm-hmm.
It's got Bizarre from D12.
Nice.
You know, it's really, it's turning out really dope. I'm taking my sweet time with it, but it will be done soon. I only got to record two more verses for it, and it's basically done unless I want to get anybody else. And then it's off to the mixing and mastering. Working on a record with the homie Blizz from Juice. Ton of dope stuff, man. A lot of stuff that I can't even remember off the top of my head right now. But... those are the two main things.
Dope. Well, you have my email address now. Make sure you send those bangers so I can put them in the Mixtape Addict show, bro.
Yeah, no doubt, bro. No doubt.
Yeah. And to end this Mixtape Addict interview, man, is there anything that you'd like to say to your fans worldwide?
Thank you. I don't know. Thank you, man. Like, y'all are fucking dope. I'm going to do my best to keep putting out fucking beats. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. And we'll be here to support that, man. I appreciate you for your time, Johnny Slash.
Thanks for having me on, man.
You already know, man. Take care, my G.